Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for tuning in to the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Blog Talk Radio broadcast right here on Blog Talk Radio Live. Amen. Tell somebody that Jesus is Lord. Amen. And he is good. Praise God. And he is love. Amen. Praise God. Now, remember that Jesus loves you. Praise God. He is our kinsman redeemer. Hallelujah. And we honor our great God on today. We honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We honor the Holy Ghost on today. Holy Ghost, we say, have your way in our lives today. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for giving us comfort. Hallelujah. Giving us the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your spirit to comfort us, to guide us into all truth. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for our great leadership. We pray that you would just continue to bless on this side of heaven. Amen. Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, the founding pastor and senior chief apostle of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, headquartered in Baltimore, Maryland. God, we thank you. Pray that you will bless her, all that stand with her in our number one church. Bless the Lord for our ministry here in Lakeland, Florida, Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number two church, Lakeland, Florida, where I'm honored to be the senior pastor, Pastor Terry White, along with my lovely wife, co-pastor Rhonda White. Amen. We bless the Lord for all the number two church here in Lakeland, and it's all the body of Christ all over the land. We bless God. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy. We thank you for your love that is going out to us over and over again, God. We thank you. We thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for touching the Lord everywhere. All those that will hear this Blog Talk Radio broadcast on today, God, we thank you. We pray that you would touch lives. Amen. Touch hearts. Amen. We pray that you would be glorified. In Jesus' name, God, we be ever so careful to give you all the honor, glory, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We want to encourage your hearts on this evening on this Blog Talk Radio broadcast from Sunshine of Faith. We want you to know the Word of God lets us know, praise God, that God, our God, let's start here. Our God is very intentional. Hallelujah. He is very intentional. He is purposeful. Praise God. Hallelujah. So therefore, since we are made, hallelujah, and created in his image, the image of Almighty God, God created us in his image. So therefore, we, as we build our relationship with and praise God, we take on some of the wonderful, wonderful fruits of the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of the beautiful attributes of our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And we know that because, again, our God is intentional. Now, we want to lead you to a passage of Scripture, praise God, that is just such a blessing to me over and over in my life and down through the years. And all of God's Word is good, but I'm telling you, this passage of Scripture, just God brings it to my mind and my spirit oftentimes to let me know just how intentional and purposeful he is, my God, toward us. Hallelujah. Now, this, all of God's Word, amen, is open to everyone, but amen, only, amen, a select few who will surrender and submit to God, hallelujah, and come unto the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ will be able, hallelujah, to stand on the power and receive, amen, the power of this word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's open to everybody, but it's not speaking to everybody right now. You can have it. Hallelujah. But you must do something to get it now. You must surrender your life to Christ. Amen. The scripture reading for this evening's Blog Talk Radio broadcast is coming from Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 28. Hallelujah. Romans 8 and 28. Hallelujah. A very familiar passage of scripture to most. Hallelujah. And the scripture reads in this wise, and we know, hallelujah, that all things work together for good to them that love God and who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This, amen, is specifically in this moment, amen, in this passage of scripture, is talking to those believers in Christ Jesus, amen, who are looking, amen, for amen, for that leading, amen, of God, amen, hallelujah, into the very plan of God that he has for their lives and the things that he wants them to accomplish in the earth for the edifying of the kingdom, to bring in, amen, souls, hallelujah, that are pointed to Jesus, the kinsman redeemer of our soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to this. Amen. The scripture opens up and says, and we know. Hallelujah. Who is the we? Amen. It is the body of believers in Jesus the Christ, the anointed one and his anointing. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, this can be for everyone, but it is not speaking to everyone in this instance. Praise God. You must, amen, hallelujah, surrender and allow Jesus to be Lord of your life for you to be able to invoke the very anointed, yoke-destroying power of this passage of Scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. And we know, amen, that all things work together for good to them that love God and who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. Remember, we said in our open that our God is purposeful. Amen. He is purposeful toward us in his love, in his faithfulness, in his providence, in his justice, in his sovereignty. Hallelujah. In his majesty. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And from all of that, all, amen, and so much more that he is that we can't even comprehend in our finite state at this moment. But amen, but all in all the ways that we can comprehend, hallelujah, we just simply bow in awe to our wonderful God. Hallelujah, amen. And we want to encourage your heart, saints of God, today. Amen. You a believer in Christ Jesus, the situations and circumstances that you face in this life, because we understand that we live in a fallen world. Praise God. Amen. And that has been broken and perverted by sin. Praise God. But there is a light, amen, that God has provided. And that light is Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And so we know that the circumstances of life are not always good. They're not always good. There's some things that are some terrible things that happen to the saints of God. There's some things that that are so hard and so tough. Praise God. And they come at us from every side. But notice, Christian warrior, notice, saint of God, hallelujah. The scripture says again, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. So you are called according to God's purpose. Those terrible things that do happen in this life, praise God, amen, know that they're not good, but God can work them together for your good. Hallelujah. Because God, amen, loves, and he looking to work these things together for your good. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, he's the only one that can, amen, take a horrible situation, praise God, and bring it, amen, into subjection to himself, amen, and mold it and shape that situation, amen, for goodness, his goodness to come through it, amen, hallelujah, and impact your life even more than the horrible, evil thing, amen, that had started out. Amen, terrorizing your life. Praise God. Amen. God can change it. He can work it together for good for you who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. My God. Hallelujah. So remember, amen, to hold on to Jesus. Remember, praise God. Hallelujah. To serve him in spirit and in truth. Remember to call out. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I cried out unto the Lord. Amen. And he heard my cry. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. Cry out to him. And he, amen. Hallelujah. He's going to answer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. How you know, preacher? I done cried out to him many a time. Amen. Hallelujah. And he has answered me. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. He say, well, preacher, I'm going through it. Amen. It's so bad. I don't know. I want to encourage you to hold on. Hold on, because God's hand is unchanging. Praise God. Yes, the old song, amen, the songwriter penned, hallelujah, hold to his hand. Hallelujah. God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. You got to build your hope on things eternal. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Remember Romans 8:28. We know all the circumstances of life are not good, but God can work them together for your good. Hallelujah. And he will do it, hallelujah, for those who are called according to his purpose. If you love God and you are called according to his purpose, hallelujah, God will work it together for your good. Hallelujah. So be encouraged, saint of God. Amen. And again, hallelujah, for all that will hear this today, praise God. Amen. If you are in the point eight, hallelujah, of your life where circumstances of life are beating you down and you don't know which way to turn, I would encourage you to turn to Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. Give your life over to him today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you could take hold to the power of his word. Hallelujah. In this passage of scripture. Amen. To know that, even know that you're going through the fire, God can work it together for your good. He can bring the good out of any situation, because he is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm reminded that our God doesn't have to go anywhere to, amen, or consult with anyone to, amen, to get some goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. He is good. Amen. Hallelujah. He doesn't have to go anywhere. Amen. Hallelujah. To get power. Amen. Hallelujah. He is power. Praise God. Amen. So remember, amen, all those under the sound of my voice this evening, amen, be encouraged, saint of God. Hallelujah. Hold on. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hold on. Amen. It's your morning time. Hallelujah. The darkness being dispelled by the light of Christ. Hold on. Hold on. Hallelujah, because God purposed that you would live and not die. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And just proclaim his mighty works. Praise God. God has purposed, amen, that you will walk in victory if you will walk upright before him. Amen. No good thing will he withhold, amen, from you. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want to again encourage you today. Amen. To know that God is able. Hallelujah. To know that he is worthy of all of our praise, hallelujah, to know that God, hallelujah, is sovereign, praise God. Amen. If you call on him, there's no one that can stand before him, amen, to stop him, hallelujah, from answering you, hallelujah. If you're building your relationship with him, hallelujah, there's no one, no force, hallelujah, heaven, earth, or beneath the earth, hallelujah, can stop our God from carrying out the purpose that, amen, he has planned for you, believer in Christ Jesus. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Those of you that don't know him in the pardon of your sin, hallelujah, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that you may be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. It is in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, we bless the Lord. We are excited about what God is doing. We bless God. Hallelujah. We want you to be encouraged to hold on. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is still the light of the world. Amen. Hold on to your most holy faith. Hold on, saint of God. Amen. Continue to read the word of God and get it down on the inside of you. Continue to seek his face. Amen. Go before him in fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. And God will you. Amen. He will bring you through this. Wherever the situation, he will bring you through it. Amen. Hallelujah. And you won't just, amen, just be, amen, in a diminutive circumstance always. Amen. You won't be just existing. Amen. But he wants you to live in him and thrive in victory. Praise God. Amen. To carry out, amen, his kingdom agenda. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, you tune into the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Amen. I'm Pastor Terry White. Honored to be with you on this evening. Amen. If you like to reach out, amen, to us here in Lakeland, Florida, amen, you can by calling 863-712-7498. You'll be able to reach me at that number. Praise God. If you want prayer, if you say, preacher, I just need someone to listen, hallelujah, I will listen with you. Amen. Praise God. We bless the Lord. Amen. We want you to know that you can also contact, amen, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, amen, the founder of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministry. She is a licensed counselor. Amen. Hallelujah. She will counsel with you. She will pray with you. Amen. That number is area code 301-732-0461. Amen. God bless you. And as our apostle always says, Jesus loves you, and so do we. And guess what? We'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye. God bless you.